This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mietta. Mietta and Mia are Nuvo queer on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mietta.
Thank you for joining us. Sorry about that, guys. We were just moving studios.
Little technical difficulties, no issues though.
That's show business.
And how are you today, Miss Gorgeous Mietta?
I'm very good. I'm very, very good. How are you, darling?
I'm doing really well. Feeling great on this lovely Tuesday evening.
We are live from the Pride Centre, which is super exciting. So do message us at any point, 0427JOY949. And we have the message bank open this time, so we will actually read them out.
We'll have a look at your messages.
We'll have a look. Today's episode is called Time Travelers, which is very exciting because we have a very special guest who has inspired this episode. We have the fabulous drag queen Adore Handel, also known as Luke Bell, in with us in studio. And we're going to ask them all about their new show, Adore Handel's Little Black Book, which is on at Storyville. And it's a part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Very excited.
I was lucky enough to see it on Saturday.
Yes, how was?
It was so, so brilliant. Mm-hmm. So much fun. They sing, there's dance numbers. They sort of like look back over the course of all of their relationships. Gorgeous. And there's poetry, there's all these different elements. And you're going to think that the listener, if they listen to Nuvo, they're going to think that I'm late to every comedy show that I ever go to because maybe I've done it more than once this year. But I was late. And I was
fashionably late or late?
Look, we'll have to ask Adore Handel what they thought.
Okay,
about
we'll have to stay tuned
the
for
fashion
that
level of my lateness. But front row, and the front row of seats are kind of on the stage. So I walked on the stage essentially to get to my seat, and then I was picked as the Gladys, who is the sort of crowd work character.
Respectfully, one, if you're late to a comedy show, two, if you're late to a comedy show in your front row.
Asking for it.
Ooh, babe, that's what you're going to get. But that sounds fun. I kind of love being the little...
Yeah, I mean, whole songs were sung deep into my eyes.
Oh, how romantic. Did you fall in love?
Of course, of course. Adore Handel is just like the funniest character. I think British/German. We'll be able to clarify
we can find that one out for you.
Fabulous accent and great singer. And it's just such a great character. The makeup's amazing.
And then we had a fabulous time at that bar afterwards.
Well, I'd never been to Storyville before. So it's one of the venues for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. But it's also a bar. And I would describe
it. And it's also a portal to another dimension.
It really is. As I said to you, this feels like Fairy Fields for adults.
Exactly. If you know Fairy Fields.
And if you don't, you've missed out on your child.
I'm sorry that you never had a fairy princess
but it
party.
It was a sort of party venue for kids.
With
and
an
each
entrance
room had
through a bookcase. It was kind of mind-blowing for a six-year-old. And for me today, I would love to have my next... Should I have my next birthday? Anyway, we can discuss this later. That's fine.
I think we should, because this is like a... It's sort of just a cooler adult version.
It was spectacular. And...
The cocktail's amazing.
They give you free drinks for any minor inconvenience.
We had so many free drinks.
I started to think we were on candid camera at the end. There was so many.
Joke.
Well, we got there was one time we got a cocktail that Mietta said, I don't know why we got this. Turns out they were trying new drinks on the menu. And so they were trying to see, you know, what the customers thought of it. The lovely bartender walks by and goes, so what did you think? Mietta goes, well, that was horrible. You cannot put that on the menu. Respectfully, it was horrible, and you cannot put that on the menu.
I feel like that needs a little more context.
But it was an absinthe cocktail with absinthe and a little bit more absinthe. So that was really the energy that was going on there.
Yeah. I mean, but when the free drink came over, I assumed it was from someone else in the bar. I really had tickets on myself. I was like, oh, who has this come from? They're like the bartender.
You're the guinea pigs, the new cocktails.
And then I tried it and I wish I wasn't.
But we got a free drink out of that because she said, let me make you something else.
That's
that was
why
very
I should
kind.
Always be honest.
And then honesty is the best policy. And then we
got a free drink card.
Free drink card, and then they asked us to move tables so they could set up for a function.
So they gave us a free drink for that too.
Then they came over and said, thank you so much for moving. Here's some shots on the house. I said, oh, Thank you. What else do I have to do? Do you want me to keep moving tables?
It was like a Queen of Hearts themed drink, mm-hmm. and it came with a card game. And if you know me, you know my luck with card games. Yeah,
it's ridiculously good at all that stuff.
It's something else. I just have a sixth sense for it, and I pick it every time. So they said three cards. If you pick the Queen of Hearts, you get another free shot.
And Mia said, watch this.
I said, you shouldn't ask me. It's actually embarrassing.
We both started laughing, and I feel like almost too cockily. And then I was just kind of looking at the bartender saying, just
yeah, you're going to regret this.
This is going to be insane.
Yeah, so I got us another free shot. Mm-hmm.
I tried to do it. Failed miserably. And that was just my journey, unfortunately, there.
But it's such a great venue that, yeah, we have to go back and maybe even see a Doors show again, because mm-hmm. I think you need to see it. I think you would absolutely love it.
I'm so excited for that interview. I need to get my little butt there.
And on the other side of the interviews, Mia is going to be reading us a very special letter that she wrote to
reading.
Her. Yeah, that's exactly what a theatrical
dramatic,
reading.
A theatrical monologue, if yes. you will. I'm cleaning out my bedroom at the moment. Mm. I found a letter from my 12-year-old self that I wrote in year seven to my 18-year-old self that we wrote in year seven. And the idea was in year 12, they give the letters back to us. And we go, oh, so sweet. I left that school in after year 10. So at the end of year 10, they kind of shoved me the envelope and said, get out of here. So, but I haven't seen it since then. So that's a very interesting read. So I'll share that with you.
I wish someone made me do that.
It is kind of sweet. That's yeah, it's so nice lovely. To have that as a memory.
Yeah, look, well, lots of fun coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going to play songs all sort of related to time.
Yes.
Because this is our Time Travelers episode. Our first song is, of course, Kylie Minogue, Step Back in Time. You are listening to Nuvo with Mia and Mieta. It is 11 minutes past 7 on this fabulous Tuesday evening. Thank you for sticking with us. We have the amazing Luke Bell, also known as, maybe better known as, a door handle in studio with us. Hi, doll.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh my God, it's a pleasure.
We are so excited to have you here.
Very excited.
As I mentioned, I saw your show on Saturday and it was so much fun. You are such a talent. Your singing ability, you wrote some of the songs. There's also a mixture of pop songs included. It's a real eclectic mix. It's so much
mix.
Fun.
Yeah. It's
How
crazy.
How did you come up with the show? What inspired it?
So, good question. I was doing an opera. So, I trained as an opera singer.
Yes.
And I was doing this opera before A Door Handle was conceived. And I was playing this character in Cinderella, the opera. And there's, instead of the fairy godmother character, there's this philosopher character instead. And it's traditionally played very old and wise. Mm-hmm. And I had done some research and reading. And then I realized that that character is a substitute for the fairy godmother. So I went with that angle instead.
Well, that's fun. That's a fun way of doing things. Yeah.
Everyone's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, none of your business.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Don't even
questions.
Worry.
Yeah.
Don't even worry. I'm the highlight of the show. No.
Yes.
And then once that was done, I had been thinking about doing some sort of drag, but the timing had never kind of been right. It's a pretty big investment,
that's
I suppose.
It's a big decision to make.
It's a big decision.
And I imagine not, you know, cheap, and you kind of got to think that one through a little bit.
No. Yeah. And the drag I'm doing is not cheap.
No. Wait till you see this costume, the wig.
Yeah. Very expensive. And so I had been working in the Channel 9 lobby as a barista.
As you do.
Mm-hmm. And became very good friends with the hair and makeup team. And one of the hair people, they are German. Mm-hmm. They haven't changed.
they switched it up later in life. So that's enough German for me. Yeah.
I've had it. they did their training in German opera houses as a wig apprentice and
as
wig
you
maker.
Do.
Mm-hmm. So we just got chatting and They were able to do my wigs, and then the costume person for the opera we just kind of got along really well, and so they did my first costume, and then
so you had the best people in the business.
Yeah. So I had
kind of convenient there, being like, oh, I suppose they'll do, I guess.
Yeah. So I had a full team right from the beginning.
Love it, which is quite lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. It, was, mm-hmm. it just kind of all like fell into
it
place.
Just worked. Right place, right time. It's
the
seems.
Name dropped in. Mm-hmm. You know, one day at work.
Yeah. Where did Adore handle Adore come from? I mean, I know. Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Very funny. It's a slow burn for some people. Some people.
I gotta be honest, Mieta, when we were texting about it, I didn't understand it. Yeah. I didn't get it. And then she said it out loud and I went, Adore Handle.
Oh, it's like a double pun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. How did that come to life?
So what was I? I was thinking about Handle, how I love Handle. I wanted to do something with that. I was like, I adore Handle. Those words just popped in, and then Adore Handle
naturally.
Just popped in.
So good.
Yeah, and then it doubles as this really mundane object that we use in our everyday lives.
Oh my God. Did you have like a drag God moment? Like,
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was alone at work and it was really quiet. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, how did this come about?
You did like a drag king performance once. What was your name?
I did. At uni, I did a drag king performance to WAP. And Pony mashup, and it was really fantastic, and it was the sexiest I've ever felt. And my drag Incredible. King name was Father in capital letters.
Oh, just Father,
just
like
Father.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything else.
I don't need anything else because no. I was Father, and yeah, that was maybe the best time of my life. So yeah. maybe I should.
Oh my God.
Maybe Father performances.
The first time is always the most exciting.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay, I get why people do this.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Oh my God, the first time for me, it was like January. Oh. It was like 33 degrees, aircon. My costume, my OG costume is like a full kind of courtier, kind of really thick velvet kind of suit situation with a waistcoat and a shirt.
Oh, no. So sweaty.
Wasn't familiar with the waterproof eyeliner where, because my eyebrows I draw, they're like black,
yes.
like thin black mm-hmm, kind mm-hmm. of scenario. And by the end of the 5 minutes, they were just gone.
Just dripping.
I was like, where'd they go?
So has Adore always been from the 18th century? She's always been this character from that time.
Yeah. So
she's described as a time traveling songbird and raconteur. I just love that word. raconteur.
That's really good. With a rolled out. Raconteur.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Adore Handle?
I suppose this gender fluid, you don't even know if they're like male or female or what. Mm-hmm. They're just this kind of energy and in between.
They're an entity.
Entity, mm-hmm. yeah. And so it's funny when you get reviews, some reviewers say she, some say he, mm-hmm. some are they, like, and I'm kind of, and the ultimate goal is to make people forget about the whole gender kind of construct and just focus on.
Yeah, I think Adore Handle does seem quite genderless.
Yeah, yeah. You're just kind of like
the essence.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the actual gender attached to it is.
Yeah, so Adore Handle.
They're just an icon.
They're just an icon.
Exactly. Either way, you're a
pansexual icon.
You don't need to know anything else.
Exactly.
No.
They've been getting busy though. There's a long list of lovers.
Yeah. So yeah, they're just, I think Adore Handle, they're a time traveling pansexual songbird, but ultimately they are just a silly
they're
kind
very
of fun,
cheeky as well
cheeky oh, saucy yeah. mm-hmm. lots of side eye. I think I'm building a career on side eye.
That's a fantastic thing to build a career on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it works.
Yeah, it works. I support the side eye. I'm all for the side eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and the ultimate goal with Adore is just to make people feel like escapism and enjoy a silly time.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's a big like belly laugh hour.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than just having a silly time.
Mm-hmm. And for me, like there's a lot of people already doing very serious, socially moving theatre already.
Mm.
And so
not everything has to be that, though.
I don't do that. Yes. Like, that's not my strong suit.
Yes, fair enough.
This is raunchy. This is funny. Can you tell us about any audience reactions?
Oh, yeah. So there's always a mixed bag of audience reactions. You have the audiences that are very boisterous and very vocal and really, like, get into the spirit of it. And then you've also got some audiences who will sit there very focused and very, very quiet. But at the end, they're all like, woo, that was amazing.
They're just taking it all in.
They're really taking it all in. And so, yeah, the audience response is always, like, at the end of the show, I always kind of go out and talk to people. And so, yeah, the audience are always like, that was a really fun time. Or, yeah, we didn't know what to expect. Your singing was amazing. Like, that's always nice. Oh, your makeup's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You look incredible. The costumes. Oh, my God, do you sew? And I'm like, no.
Before we let you go, we've got a couple of time traveling questions for you.
Of course.
First of all, who's a famous figure, past or present, who you would want to see your show?
Oscar Wilde.
Fantastic. Yes,
definitely.
Oh, he Oscar would love
Wilde.
It.
I think once I played Oscar Wilde in high school, and I think Oscar Wilde is channeled through
a
door handle.
Like a door and Oscar Wilde would really hit it off.
I think so. Yeah. They'd be hitting up the parties together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be some type of gorgeous love.
They'd be going
marriage.
To a Molly house in London.
Oh, they were all high back then.
Yeah, sipping tea.
Oh,
wow,
yeah. This is a good question. What song would you play for someone you've just met from the 18th century?
Ooh,
what song do you think would blow them away?
A song from now? Mm-hmm.
Should we give an example first, maybe?
Yeah, go,
I would
tell
say
me.
I would play for them When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls, just to see their reaction.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
For a little 18th century child.
Yeah.
18th
yeah.
century child. That's a really good question. I reckon...
Just your whole show.
Yeah.
The whole show.
They need to see it.
The
whole show. Yeah.
An original song, perhaps.
Original song, bit of time traveler. No, maybe like a Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice. Something from the 80s,
yes,
definitely.
That would be good. Yeah, that would be a really good era,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. That's a really hard question. But it maybe is. Let's just say Holding Out for a Hero.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, lovely.
Perfect dancer.
So epic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your show, Adore Handel's Little Black Book, is on at Storyville in the city. It's part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Nice. Make sure you go see it. You all know what to do. Before we let you go, what is next for you? Are we going to continue this show? Is it going somewhere else? Or is there another show? Or what's happening?
Yeah, there's another show in the works. So good business plan. This is volume one. Little Black Book, and then there is going to be a volume two, which has
Fantastic.
Another title. It's Adore Handel's ... Ooh. Like, not ... but there is
so the love never dies to you.
Love never dies. Thank you, Andrew Lloyd Webber. No.
Well,
yes.
We can't wait. We
yeah, there is a volume
wait.
Two, which will be coming at probably Melbourne Fringe, I think, in October.
Fabulous. Well, we
yeah.
will be seated for that.
Seated.
For sure.
Or standing.
Or standing.
Whatever you like.
Either or.
Thank you so much, Luke Bell. Adore Handel's Little Black Book on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Storyville. Go see it, guys. Our next song is If I Could Turn Back Time, Cher.
Welcome back to Nuvo here on Joy 94.9 with Mia and Mieta.
Hello.
We are talking all things time travelers today.
We had the fabulous Adore Handel / Luke Bell.
Love them so
in
much.
In our last segment.
It was absolutely a lot of fun having a chat to them about their Melbourne International Comedy Festival show.
Adore Handel, Little Black Book. And I'm very excited for the upcoming sequel show that's going to be on at the Melbourne Fringe as well.
So keep looking out for that.
Would you ever... do a show that was about every relationship you'd ever been in?
Oh, you couldn't pay me, doll.
There's
absolutely not.
That I would never.
Not.
I could not go through that every night on stage. What?
I don't want to think about all that.
No. Mm-mm. I need to keep that buried in a very dark part of my mind.
I don't
mind.
Like going there. we keep that one away.
I would not be singing a cabaret tune about it, let me just tell you.
I'm crying in the corner, doll.
We've got a lovely message in from someone. I don't know who this is. Let us know your names and where you're from, and we'll give you a shout out. Loving the show. Very nice.
Very
and
nice.
One from Little Jace. He's our biggest supporter. Love you, little Jace. His show, Big Buy Questions, yes. is on after this. Mm-hmm. A couple of other people on that too, but you're going to be on next week.
Yes.
You are the special guest host.
Although we can't, not sure how much we can say about that. I've got to keep it hush-hush.
Yeah. Yes. No. Stay we can tuned. Say no more on that, mm-hmm. except that everyone should listen to the show on After Us, Big Buy Questions, next week. Every night also, but particularly next week because Mia's going to be on.
Yes.
In this seg, Mia is going to do a dramatic, well, theatrical reading of a letter she wrote herself at 12 years old, is it?
As mentioned at the top of our episode today, I was cleaning out my childhood bedroom and I found a letter that I wrote to my 18-year-old self in year 7. And I thought, it's just very classic 2014. So I thought, let's give the listeners a listen. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it goes. So this is what I said. Hey, myself. So this is me in 2014. I am currently 12 years old and chokers and ripped jeans are in. Off to an amazing start.
Good luck. Already fashion forward.
Already fashion forward, of course. Fashion in the first sentence. Yeah. Not much has changed. Good luck for exams, by the way. Do a good job, please. You didn't. I hope you studied enough. You didn't. Anyway, do I still want to become an actress? Probably. Yeah, kind of, I guess. My best friends are Yana. Now, that's the only one that's still true. Redacted, 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 and redacted. Redacted probably would have moved schools by now. She did. At the moment, I am obsessed with the musical Heathers. Yeah, you really were, girl. It's amazing. I know nearly all the songs off by heart. Some of my other interests include shopping. That probably hasn't changed. My favorite shops are Factory, Gander, Dotty. It's pretty fancy though. Topshop and that's pretty much it.
Dotty, so fancy doll.
I know, crazy. That was the standard back then.
The epitome of fancy.
Fancy, aka business casual, but sure doll, fancy. Also, I like One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer. Duh, obviously.
I love how you thought you could like both. I thought you had to pick a team.
Oh, no. I was diehard stan for both of those, all those boys, let me just say. Ooh, do I have a boyfriend? Probably not, lol.
Love it, lovely.
And then we move on from that thought. Mm-hmm. I am tall at the moment. I'm 170 centimeters. So,
God, I love how you were 1 centimeter shorter than me at 12.
Yeah, I was. As I said, I am tall in capital letters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always been a tall girl. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not that much taller than that now.
So you did most of your growing in childhood.
Yeah, which I wish I could have saved some for later life. But look, here we are now. That's fine. I just finished my production of High School Musical 2. That was so much fun. Ensemble number 5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know that role well.
Yes, it was great. Really important role, really, for the show. That was so much fun. I made a lot of friends. What else? I'm obsessed with Instagram. Sure, babe. But I also have a singing account that not many people know about.
Oh, no. What?
That was horrible.
You had a singing account?
I had a private singing account. I didn't let anyone follow it. I don't really know why it was there.
Oh, is it just for your own video diaries?
Yeah, but I would edit them. I would do harmonies with myself that I wish I still had access to, because I guarantee none of them were good. But I was really trying something else there.
How did we lose this?
I don't know. It would be fantastic content, but she's gone.
Well,
she's
give me some of the songs. What songs were you singing?
Oh, girl, it would have been a lot of Bruno Mars, a lot of old Ed Sheeran.
Oh, no.
It would have been some Birdie.
I know the same.
Yeah, you know, the 2014 kind of vibes there. Now, where do I go from? I have one cat, Bonnie. Is she still alive?
Yeah, Bonnie did pass. Rest in peace,
sorry,
Bonnie.
Girl, that's not going well. Okay, I think that's all. And then in capital letters, I've written, please be successful. Lots of love, 12-year-old Mia.
What did successful mean to you at 12?
That's what I think it meant. Successful to me at 12 would have meant a famous actress.
Okay.
That's where my mind was going at that age, I think. That's really what I thought was the trajectory.
An Oscar
there.
Would be in the back pocket.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which I say to myself now, you know, you'd like to act, sure, but it's not the sole focus of your life, honey. There's other things. What age would you want to travel back to if you could?
Ooh. I don't know. I just know I wouldn't want to do 14, 15 again.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything else I really enjoyed and I'd happily sort of live again. But I'd like to be able to make little changes. I don't think I'd love to have to live everything again if I had no sort of ability to tweak stuff.
Yeah, that's
because otherwise I like to leave stuff in the past. Yeah, you know,
let it be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel back to any time in history, where would you want to go? Like, what time do you think you'd rather live in?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I would love to go to the red carpet premiere of the Scooby-Doo movie and mm-hmm. walk that with all the stars.
Okay.
That's my answer.
It's not really a historical era.
No.
sorry for you, it was.
Speak for yourself. That's the first thing that came to mind, and I feel that in my heart that that's the truth for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Where would you head off to? Somewhere more exciting than that, maybe?
Like, when was Marie Antoinette? I liked the dresses they were wearing. I liked the wigs. I liked the makeup. Very much the Adore Handel style.
Do you like the beheading?
I think that's quite dramatic and fun, really.
You'd be in the city square lining up with some popcorn, ready to watch a beheading.
I mean, I'd be a witch back then, and I think I would have just rocked that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would have been curious to see how I would get out of being burnt alive if I was accused of being a witch. That would be interesting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We should go to our next time song.
Yes,
this is Baby One More Time, Britney Spears.
One more time. ABCD cleaning's a breeze. Best brands, best deals, you'll be pleased.
At ABCD Clean Paran, we do things differently. Our expert staff are floor care experts, and their product knowledge is unmatched. We repair and service most brands of vacuum cleaners, stick vacs, and robot cleaners, and usually within 24 hours.
ABCD, don't despair. We'll fix your vac with speed and care.
Open 7 days at 304 Chapel Street, Paran, or online at abcdclean.com.au. Joy sponsor.
Well, welcome back to Nuvo. What a fun ad.
That was an interesting one.
ABCD. It was slightly haunting.
I think we should have an ABC Nuvo ad.
I think we should sing our next Nuvo ad.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We should
that.
Get a song. I've heard, you've now mentioned you used to make singing videos. I think we should sing our
production value would just be out of this world.
Oh, never should have brought that to live radio.
I am excited to record our new ad. Producer Hannah, what happened last time? I listened to it and I just go, we don't sound, what is that, our ad?
You can't be live knocking the ad. I mean, she is what she is. She was beautiful for the time she was there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a
I
season
love her
two
for
ad.
Who she is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and we do have producer Hannah in the studio with us. As well, everyone.
How have you been, Dill?
I've been good.
Thank you so much for everything you've done on this episode, truly.
You're welcome.
Adore Handel. She was so great. Thank you for looking after her.
Anytime. It was a pleasure.
For today, we are talking all things time traveling, having a lot of time songs, a lot of time chit chat going on in the Joy headquarters today.
And I wanted to ask you, Dahl, if you could go back in time and give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, it would instantly be, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
I would
deep.
Shake her by the shoulders and say, babe, it's not that deep. And this is specifically to my 13-year-old self for her to take that on with her.
Yeah.
I took everything way too seriously. Everything felt like the end of the world, as it does at that age.
But so you also can't blame yourself. Because,
no, but I mean, do think I needed someone to be like, babe, it's all good. It's all good. You don't need to stress that much about it.
But you only know what you know. And mm-hmm. I think it takes time to sort of gain perspective and realize the scale of things. Because you've got to experience a lot to realize, you know, how sad something really is. Mm. Otherwise, how are you to know? You're just a kid.
What about you? What would you tell your younger self?
Ooh.
And what age specifically are you going back to have a chat with?
Oh, look. I mean, I'd probably say, you've got the rest of your life to party. Maybe VCE isn't the time. You've got two
Maybe
years left.
You should lock in for those years.
Just keep your head down. You've got 2 years. It's not the end of the world. Just do it.
And I would have said to myself at that age, you could have gone hard, adult. It doesn't matter at all. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Two different avenues there. Have
and
a
also
voice.
The 5-year rule. Like, I think that's really helped me ever since I've learned that. Just, it doesn't matter in 5 years. If not, don't worry about
it. Don't spend 5 minutes worrying about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my question for you is, what is one invention or technology or something fun you would bring to an 18th century
child
to really rock their world?
Maybe ChatGPT.
That would... That would be insane.
It's wild.
Although
it's
wild. That would shock someone from 90 years ago even, you know, truly. Let alone 18th yeah. century.
GPS.
Yes, show them yeah. GPS.
I think that really has helpful. Changed things. Mm. I could not get anywhere without an online GPS.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to carry a Mulways around with me everywhere I go. Those things are heavy.
I can't go to the local coffee shop without putting it into my PTV planner. I'm like, when's the exact tram I should be taking?
Well, I would bring a 18th century person, a double vodka Red Bull, and yeah. just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'd like
try
to,
this.
And I'd like to watch an episode of Glee with them as well.
Yeah.
Just to see what they think.
We have one more song, maybe a few more. This is going to be 4 minutes, Madonna and Justin Timberlake. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Madonna and Justin Timberlake, 4 minutes. You have been listening to Nouveau with Mir and Mietta. This is our final segment. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
We have had a lovely Tuesday evening with you.
Huge thank you to Adore Handel. Go see their show, Adore Handel, Little Black Book on Storyville. Two more weekends left,
yes.
So 4 more shows. These are your last have opportunities to see it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you one more question. What's yeah. your favorite time travel movie?
Ooh, that is a really good question.
Or if you were to do one, what era would you go back to?
I would love a time travel movie to maybe, you know, like some really, really, really old, like 1700s back to then, and then just showing them all the new technologies and stuff and just seeing what happens. Just
yeah.
seeing what happens. Or actually, I think it would be better if someone from the 1700s came to 2025. And
yes.
had to navigate their way around the world.
I'd like to see the future.
You'd like to see the future?
I'd
You'd like to
see
go
the
forward?
Future. Yeah, absolutely. Leave the past in the past.
What's the rules with time traveling? Can you only go backwards or can you go forward as well?
Oh, you
well?
Could definitely go forward. Mm-hmm.
You're not messing
surely.
Up too much of a space-time continuum if
wouldn't
you jump
you like
forward?
To know where it goes and then... You can jump back and live it all, but
nah,
you don't
nah,
want any spoilers.
Nah, no spoilers. Let's just let it happen.
I feel like I'd like to see, okay, what's me at 80? I'd love to see an 80-year-old me.
That's true. I'd be interested to what she looks like and what she's wearing. But apart from that, that's her business.
Yeah.
That's her business. I'll get there when I get there.
Look, I love the future. I look forward to the future. I should also enjoy the present, but I can't
Absolutely.
Wait for retirement. I mean, I know I'm only at the beginning of my career.
You're tired, are you dull?
I just want to be doing pottery and, you know, I won't be gardening. But
no, no gardening.
Just enjoying my grandkids.
I can't wait for a retirement village. Those places are lit. I cannot
I think I'd
wait.
Like to go to one.
Oh.
I don't have any family members who have done that, so I have no personal experience, but I hear good things from
I've
other people.
I've had plenty. It's a hoot and a half. I mean, if you go to the right place. But my grandfather, when he was alive, the place he was staying in was fantastic.
It sounds like a university dorm.
It really is. It's a
they're partying.
It's a like sorority fraternity for
it
old
is.
People, really.
I mean, Kappa, you know, Kappa
Kappa
old.
Kappa Kappa old. There was a happy hour at his place. They had movie nights. I said, sign me up. Can
sign
I put a deposit down now?
So we can get houses next to one another.
Exactly. It's cutesy. It's fun.
We should look into this.
Yeah. For like next week or something. We can call it now.
Exactly. Should
That's
we
enough
just
of our
now?
Lives.
Oh, I love the elderly.
Retirement home time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've got the best stories and we've got so much to learn from them.
And I love
pureed applesauce.
We should
do
so.
An elderly episode and just get on like all our grandparents
that
or something.
Would be very fun.
What do you think, Hannah?
Sorry, I had a little gasp because my grandpa was also in a similar, very hip, young retirement house.
Yeah.
And he's like the poster boy for them. Like he does all their ads, all the radio. So if I'm like, hey, Pa, wanna be on the radio? He'll be like, yeah, sign me up. I'm there.
Yes, poster boy for the retirement village. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening to Nouveau. We will be back next Thursday,
yes.
7 p.m.
Stay tuned for Big Buy Questions coming up next.
Please do. And our next song is Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.